الرحمن الرحيم. Hello everybody. First of all, I should thank the lovely team of ILN for giving me this opportunity to be here today and to talk with you about an interesting topic, which is important not only for Muslims, but also for all humanity. Do you hear? Yes, and it is the matter of justice. However, I don't want to talk about justice from a general philosophical, social, economic, or political perspective, rather from an Islamic outlook. Nevertheless, Islamic justice, in my opinion, in spite of many scholars, is not a coherent and integrated concept. When we talk about Islamic justice, we should divide it at least into four types: Quranic justice, theological justice, Islamic ethical justice, and jurisprudential justice. And today, I'm going to focus only on jurisprudential justice. My presentation consists of four main types, parts. The first part addressed briefly some definitions of jurisprudential justice. Following this, I will address the application of justice in fiqh. These two parts have actually a preliminary role for the third part, which is essentially the main part of the presentation, and it is the characteristics of jurisprudential justice. And then I come to conclusion. Okay, let's begin with definitions. In Islamic jurisprudence, there are multiple definitions of justice. However, all of them are closely related to one of these following definitions. The first one is this definition: a just person is someone who is free, Muslim, mature, and sane. He does not commit major sins, does not persist in committing minor sins, and does not forsake dignity out of habit in most cases. This definition belongs to Imam al-Shafi'i, and many fuqaha agree with this definition. The name of a group of them has been mentioned here. They are from all Islamic school of law. Important is that in this definition, the conditions and the practical aspect of justice are highlighted. The second definition belongs to Al-Ghazali, Abu Hamid Muhammad Al-Ghazali. He says justice is a fair attribute, malaka, in a person's existence, which makes him always have piety and dignity to the extent that people trust his honesty. Al-Ghazali and his supporters emphasize the internality of justice as an attribute. So far, so good. Now, in order to more clarify the concept of justice, it is necessary to review the application of justice in fiqh. Fuqaha have mentioned justice in many and diverse cases. They say justice is necessary, for example, for the leader of the congregational prayer, muazzin, collector, distributor, and deserving person of zakat, eyewitness, deputy to search for water for ablution before Salat, deputy in performing Hajj, investigator of the missing husband, and istijari prayer. Of course, there are more cases than these. We can categorize all of them in five groups. The first one is al-ibadat, or the acts of devotional worship, in five chapters: pray, purity, alms tax, fasting, and holy rites. al-mu'amilat or transactions in three chapters. Some contracts of sale, endowment, and wills. Fiqh al-usra or family jurisprudence in three chapters, marriage, custodianship, and physiognomy. Qidawa or judgment in three chapters, judge and his assistant, testimony, and executing the prescribed penalties. And the last one, vilayat or guardianships, in two chapters, in ijtihad for mujtahids and muftis, and other kinds of guardianships. Okay, now according to the definitions as well as the application of justice, it is possible to infer the characteristics of the jurisprudential justice. For this end, to get a comprehensive and deep understanding, the features are examined in the following six areas of justice: conditions of justice, subject of justice, agent of justice, structure, scope, and control mechanism. Logically, we should start with the conditions of justice. By summarizing the definitions mentioned by Fuqaha, it can be highlighted that justice has some prerequisites and some requirements. Prerequisites are of two types, volitional and involuntary. Volitional, like being Muslim, and involuntary, involuntary prerequisites are of two types, physical and psychic. Physical, like being mature, and psychic, like being free and being sane. Justice has some requirements too, as I said. These are also either physical or psychic. Physical, like fulfillment of religious obligations, forbearing acts of oppression, preventing from innovation in Islam, not forsaking dignity, having piety, and avoiding sins. Psychic, such as having the attribute of justice, having no doubt about Islam, and not having baldness for sin. Okay, what are the characteristics of conditions of justice? As Fuqaha have said, only a Muslim can be just. Therefore, first of all, it is religious. Being religious means that justice in fiqh is not based on purely rational foundation, as it is not based on general and beyond religious ethical values and norms. Second, justice is a firm attribute in a person's existence. It means it is a feature in the soul. Put differently, justice is partly a particular kind of being. Third, it is conditional on practice. It is conditional on religious actions and manifestations. I mean performance of obligations and avoidance of prohibitions. Okay, the next examined area is the subject of justice. Having in mind the examples of necessity of justice, like informing others about the purity or impurity of water, performing hajj or pray on behalf of others, trustee of an orphan's property, etc., we can say that its subject is concrete. It means that subjects of justice are not abstract concepts. In fiqh, one does not hear about highly abstract concepts such as social justice, restorative justice, administrative justice, corrective justice, cultural, environmental, global justice, and something like that. The subjects are specific and not open and arguable. And they are private and not public. The next examined area is the agent of justice. It is individual. Throughout entire fiqh, one cannot effortlessly come across cases in which justice is justice in a group, institution, organization, or a structure has been addressed. And agent of justice is conditional. He or she should be Muslim, mature, free, sane, and not a sinner, as I said before. The next analyzed area is the structure of justice. Here I should first mention the structural components. According to the definitions and conditions of justice, I should say that it is it consists of three components. The first one is belief, namely to say Islamic faith. The second component is a kind of being, that is to say an existential attribute. And the third one is action, I mean practicing Sharia. Okay, the characteristics of this structure are as follows. It is very synergistic. Belief in God increases the inner piety, and inner piety in turn leads to the observance of religious commandments. This relation also operates in reverse. The structure is intra-individual. All components are inside the same individual. In other words, the justice of an individual is not influenced by any third party. It is a priori. Justice takes precedence over actions or decisions making. The structure is not self-sufficient. Being a Muslim, having inner piety, and not committing sins do not suffice for a person to be considered just in a non-jurisprudential context. And the structure is highly exclusionary. Being Muslim excludes all non-Muslims. Having inner piety removes all Muslims who lack the subjective virtue of piety. And not committing sins eliminates all those who are Muslims but commit sins in practice. The fifth analyzed area is the scope. Let us first quickly compare included and unincluded scopes. As mentioned earlier, justice is considered necessary in devolutionary worship, a few kinds of transactions, some parts of family jurisprudence, guardianships, and legal affairs. However, there are some scopes in which justice is not required. Relationship between men and women, ownership of mines, ownership of treasures, owning a slave, hunting and slaughter, revivification of dead land, enjoining the good and forbidding the ill, and various economic transactions such as mugharasa, ijara, kifala, muzara'a, hawala, etc. Okay, now, what is the characteristics of the scope of justice? It is obviously incomprehensive. And the last analyzed area is the control mechanism. First, I should point out that according to Sharia, the proof of an individual's justice or the control mechanism of justice can take place through various methods. This way are awareness of a person's behavior and conditions due to proximity, travel, interaction, or some form of engagement with her or him. Acceptance of his or her word by a judge who only accepts the word of just people. Narrating a hadith from her or him by a just transmitter of hadith. The act of religious, righteous mujtahid according to his or her views. Testifying of two people to her or his fairness with citing a reason, and reputation of a person for justice and honesty in society. Now, the characteristics of control mechanism of justice. It is interpersonal. The justice of an individual is proved only for the person who is supposed to accept and react to his or her action, and not for any authority or other third party. It is self-supervised. There is no external supervision of justice. It is a kind of ethical commitment for not being just. Only an afterlife punishment is considered. Well, with this, we can come to the last part, namely the conclusion. Here, as a result of what I said so far, I would like to highlight the nature and mission of justice in Islamic fiqh. Of course, they are influenced by the structure. I said before that the structure consists of three components: Islamic faith, practicing Sharia, and existential attribute. Well, nature. Practicing Sharia using factors of characteristics such as conditions, exclusionary structure, and control mechanism give jurisprudential justice a religious formalistic nature. And formalism, with the help of non-comprehensive scope and the otherworldly control mechanism, give it a deontological, non-consequentialist nature. On the other hand, the existential attribute with characteristics such as private subject, exclusionary structure, individual agent, control mechanism, and non-comprehensive scope push the jurisprudential justice toward a non-social orientation. And the non-social orientation grants it a non-utopian nature. And finally, the combination of this structure, characteristics, and nature give the Islamic jurisprudential justice an aim called individual good. Thank you very much for your attention.